tuned in to Agriculture Today, and in the wake of yesterday's USDA crop production and grain stocks reports, and those crop production numbers caused a few market watchers to raise a collective eyebrow when they were rolled out by the department yesterday. We'll get into what all of that means with Dan O'Brien joining us now for his weekly commentary on the grain market trends. He is a grain market economist for K-State Research and Extension. So the corn and soybean yield forecasts were well above expectations, Dan, and the market responded accordingly right after the report was released.
Yes, you know, I think that there's a lot of questions, especially about the corn number. Good analysts with good track records, you know, Landworth, R.J. O'Brien, others were giving their best judgment, thinking along the lines of 13.3 to 13.6 billion bushels. Overall average of what the USDA was going to guess, was going to project, was closer to 13.8, and here this number came in on the high side. So arguably, this projection for U.S. corn production of 14.153 billion bushels is about half a billion higher than had been expected.
And how does that happen? That's the pressing question even today.
Well, the USDA probably is being cautious, not wanting to cause markets to hop around until they know for sure what's going on. Probably the biggest issue that's out there is to look at how much drought damage there is in those northern states. Here we sit in Kansas looking to the north of us into Nebraska, particularly South Dakota, North Dakota, on into Montana, and now seeing severe drought conditions showing up in sections of southern Iowa. And really, if you can, I guess, take the southwestern two-thirds of the state of Iowa, they're in some aspect of drought. And we have dry conditions in our part of the world, too. And an area of the United States that's no small agricultural area, the Pacific Northwest, is also showing dry conditions, just as dry as Iowa and elsewhere. So anyway, we've got these areas with problems and other late planting, whatever issues in other states. And yet, when we look at the state-by-state numbers, you do see some cutbacks in corn yield in North Dakota, South Dakota, again, down 21-37 bushels from previous estimates, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois being down, et cetera. But in the overall scheme of things, there's enough gain apparently off in to the eastern states, I guess, Ohio, Michigan, in the south, even Nebraska is projected to be up 5 bushel per acre, even with some of their dry conditions. So I guess maybe the best word, Eric, I've heard with regard to these numbers is quote, suspicion.
Right.
And is there a conspiracy there? No, there's not a conspiracy. Basically, the USDA takes what they have in hand for what they can consider, and they have very specific rules that allow them at certain months to consider certain things. And given that their processes, which are designed to be cautious and as close to objective as can be, well, they came up with this number. It really puts the onus, the responsibility, or the focus on crop conditions going forward and all that much more of, I guess, everybody's attention on the September, October, November crop reports. One thing about it, though, what this does, it should add a strong dose of caution to anybody that's wondering about forward pricing grain, what they might do for feed grains as we head off from now into fall. Because right now, we've got a big corn number, 14 billion bushel plus, the USDA stated. And unless there is an adjustment below 14 billion to 13.9, 13.8, something like that, you know, we are on the path right now with this report towards, you know, serious low prices that come this fall harvest for feed grains at a minimum, and frankly, but for the soybean numbers as well.
Right.
So I don't know that we should project that yet, but these numbers, if they hold up, would be aiming us towards a low price fall in 2017.
Well, you hinted at it right there. Does all of this apply in principle anyway to the soybean market, in that the USDA's projection of 4.38 billion bushels was far above what most traders had anticipated?
sure seems like the same procedural approach, doesn't it, Eric, except just one month later. Again, we need to get through the month of August with flowering and other aspects of U.S. soybean crop development before we can really christen this as a 4 billion bushel plus soybean crop. But here, the first number out is that very thing. Again, 4.381 billion bushels, higher than last year's 4.307 number. And if that holds up, then, again, the USDA projected prices in the 845 to 915 range, again, 930, 940, 950, thereabouts. Really, if there's anything that's a surprise, is if with 4 billion bushel soybean crops plus in the U.S., if that holds up for 2 years in a row and the record high soybean crop from down in South America, in Brazil in particular, you know, that we're holding in the $8 to $9 to $10 range. It's a testimony to how much we're relying on strength of export demand for soybeans coming from China, primarily China, a few other places in the world. But without that strong demand for soybeans to prop up that supply-demand balance sheet and keep prices at least in the $8 to $9 range, we'd be seeing a lot tougher times in the soybean market.
Yeah. Well, all of this will amp up the attention on that next USDA crop production report to be released in September, of course. Let's move on over to the wheat complex, Dan, and talk about the positive, and that is on the export scene. We've seen some good sales and movement of late.
Yes, more so on the overall soybean export number. For hard red in particular, we had just a so-so week, being down a little bit. But for overall U.S. wheat exports, and that would probably, you'd be looking mainly at spring and white as the varieties, 21 million bushels approximately. We need about 18.5 to meet the USDA's projection for this whole marketing year. So that's really good news. And hard red winter wheat has been running pretty strong also, just had a slower week this week. But if there's anything that's a positive in our markets, especially with our situation in Kansas, with still the sizable supplies around, it's that we have some export movement. You know, if these numbers hold up, the next, I guess, ag decision on our radar in Kansas for crop production will be what our plannings are. So, you know, here we're sitting in August. We're going from August on into September, another crop report again coming in early September. If we don't see positive price signals for wheat, you wonder what Kansas farmers will do in terms of their wheat seedings off into the late September, early October time frame. So we'll be watching for that, but there's a lot riding on the direction of markets in the wheat market and all these markets as we head off in the next 2 or 3 months.
Right. Well, to note, you will be involved in a session or two at the Risk and Profit Conference coming up here at K-State next week, and you'll be getting into all this and likely much more, Dan, correct?
Yes. We're going to be talking about, of course, the grain market outlook and trying to hit on the judiciously judged high points that are most important to people. And we'll also be, along with Art Barnaby and Beth Yeager in our department, talking about non-convergence in wheat, and have been developing information that will present a taste of there and go beyond that in helping people to think through how to manage this coming VSR, the VSR variable storage rate process that will be showing up in the March 2018 contract. If we come into a period of low prices and have sizable carries in the market, then we could see the VSR come into action. And when that does, it affects the carries and, frankly, probably the most profitable way to approach wheat markets here in Kansas and throughout these Great Plains states where have hard red winter wheat as a staple crop.
All right. And looking forward to what you have to pass along at Risk and Profit next week. So we will see you there and then. Thanks, Dan.
Eric.
With those comments on the grain markets, that's Dan O'Brien, grain market economist, K-State Research and Extension. And before we close out this segment, just a quick glimpse to the Kansas numbers from the USDA crop production report out yesterday. Again, based on August 1st conditions, the Kansas corn production number for this year, forecast at 665 million bushels. That would be 5% below last year's production. Yield forecast 133 bushels per acre, down 9 bushels from last year. Grain sorghum, 194 million bushels forecast, down 28% from last year. The sorghum yield is pegged at 79 bushels per acre. That would be down 12 bushels from 2016's crop. And the Kansas soybean production forecast, a record high, 193 million bushels, up slightly from last year. The soybean yield for Kansas forecast at 41 bushels per acre, down 7 from last year. Again, those the Kansas numbers from that USDA crop production report posted yesterday. You're tuned in to Agriculture Today, and when we return, we'll speak with another K-State agricultural economist about the principles of economic benchmarking for the farm or ranch and some new information from K-State that can help guide that process. That's next here on the K-State Radio Network.